National poll, Sanders and Warren trail Biden, in dead heat for second. By Hannah Blow on July 19, 2019. Senators Bernie Sanders, IVT, and Elizabeth Warren, DMA, are trailing longtime frontrunner Joe Biden, D, and in a dead heat for second place, according to an NBC News SurveyMonkey poll released Friday. The online survey polled 13,533 registered voters between July 2 and July 16 and found Biden with 25% support, which is over 3 points lower than his national average. Sanders, who has overwhelmingly dominated the second-place position, has been struggling to maintain his footing in recent weeks, with Warren continually on his heels. This survey had the two senators in a dead heat for second place with 16 support each. Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, followed with 14% support, slightly out of the margin of error of +1.2%. Pete Buttigieg, D, came in fifth place with 8% support, followed by Beto O'Rourke and Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, both of whom garnered 3% support each. With the Democrat debates less than 2 weeks away, the polls will likely change. CNN, which is hosting the next Democrat debate, determined the lineup Thursday night via a live draw on Anderson Cooper 360. However, the lineup ultimately split up Biden from Warren and Sanders, fueling speculation that the DNC and CNN are protecting Biden from his closest competitors. As Breitbart News reported, the lineup results, however, are less than equitable. Warren, who risen to second place behind Biden in most polls, is once again relegated to the first night's debate, missing the opportunity to face off against the frontrunner. The scenario is similar to that which played out last month at the first Democrat presidential debate in Miami, Florida. Warren was relegated to debating candidates barely polling above 1%, including New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio and former Representative John Delaney, DMD. Biden, meanwhile, was given the opportunity to debate Senator Bernie Sanders, DBT, whose support among his own base continues to be eclipsed by Warren, and a number of other candidates, including entrepreneur Andrew Yang and author Marianne Williamson. CNN faced immense criticism after releasing its debate rules, which forbids shows of hands, one-word responses, and down-the-line questions. Some said the network did this in order to prevent the type of fallout that occurred following the last debate. Every single candidate on the second night raised a hand, confirming their intentions to provide free health care services to illegal immigrants. The debates will take place in Detroit, Michigan on July 30 and 31.